The University of Southampton's new master's degree in cultural politics is led by leading academics from politics and art. This interdisciplinary approach gives new insights into topics as varied as immigration, Brexit and big data. John Armitage is Professor of Media Arts at Winchester School of Art, part of the University of Southampton.
The one thing that David and I have got in common is that we're both theorists. That's what we've got in common. And David specialises in political theory and I specialise in art theory and critical theory. So I think what's really important, you know, about that is that we can bring different areas of theory together so that students can actually see things differently. Somebody like myself, you know, my first degree is actually in politics, but actually what happened was that I did courses on art and sociology and it just blew my mind basically, and it was like I never knew you could understand politics through art before, and basically I never looked back. The migration, what are people doing in Turkey, how are they going through Syria, how does that work, and how is that impacting on the EU and immigration and UKIP and all the rest of it in the UK? And there's all those issues, and they're all real issues. But then there's also other people like artists who are saying, yeah, have you seen the trails that people are leaving and marking out? And if you draw a map, it looks like this. But actually what's great about that is like it makes you see politics in a different way.
David Owen, Professor of Social and Political Philosophy, says the concept of culture is complicated.
Cultural politics is really a kind of exploration of the intersections of culture and politics, both of which are complex concepts. Raymond Williams famously described culture as one of the most difficult concepts in the English language because it covers culture in the sense of peoples with different cultures. It covers public culture. It covers high culture and popular culture. What, if anything, unites these is an open question. But what the concept of culture does most of all is sort of register the ways in which human beings shape the world and their relations to one another through ideas, through practices that express values, feelings. And politics, in this sense, is a dimension of culture. Politics is one of the arenas in which culture in the broadest sense is expressed. At the same time, politics, the organisation of states, the organisation of the globe in political units, regulations and freedoms of people, shape the way in which culture develops. If we think for a moment about Brexit, this is a kind of example of how politics is both shaped by culture. Clearly, those who voted to stay and those who voted to leave have very different ideas about how the culture of Britain as a nation state may relate to that of other peoples. But politics also shapes culture. The continuing politicization of refugees, of migrants more generally, over the last 30 years has been one of the forces that's pushed and made legitimate certain kinds of cultural response to the fact of migration. The role of art, and if you like, of culture in the broadest sense more generally, is to enable us to think in different ways, is to sort of challenge the ways in which we think and to make other forms of perception available to us. Consider, for example, a recent work by Ai Weiwei in Germany, where he wrapped the pillars of the town hall in the safety vests worn by migrants crossing the Mediterranean. Or again, sculptures off the island of Greece that have been sunk into the sea, showing refugees on a boat. These are all about making visible to us and trying to reveal to us the kind of humanity of those whom in reports and newspapers are too easily reduced to a set of numbers.
John Armitage says students can choose from a wide range of subjects.
It's a broad topic, and therefore you can explore within cultural politics any number of issues. So, for example, I specialise in luxury. So you can think about the politics of luxury or a critical understanding of luxury. But you can go into any number of other issues, like, for example, technology or big data or media or anthropology or literature. All these topics lend themselves to cultural politics.
What about career prospects? David Owen and John Armitage say there's plenty of scope.
In terms of where people go with a master's in cultural politics, there's obviously a very considerable spread. One is into academic research, but there's also a very strong interest in what you might think of as culture industries and heritage industry, and in local government, about how either culture is shaped politically or how politics can enable and shape various forms of culture, from local government education policy to public arts policy to its stance in relationship to accommodation of incomers. These are all ways in which government can shape local culture. But at the same time, artists, writers, people engaged in protests, street theatre and the like also use culture as a means of political expression.
There are different ways that you can use the degree. One would be to think about, for example, careers in the arts. So, for instance, it wouldn't be unusual for somebody who's done an MA in cultural politics to be able to go into things like arts administration, contemporary curation, cultural policy, these kinds of areas, because cultural politics is coming up all the time, whether it's in theatre, whether it's in art galleries. There's a whole array of cultural venues that people could use their knowledge of cultural politics in. For instance, to give you an example, there was an exhibition at Victoria and Albert Museum last year called What is Luxury? And I was one of the advisors on what luxury actually is and what it isn't. In other words, there are people at the Victoria and Albert Museum who are involved in thinking about luxury, and they need to know about these topics.
It's a degree that doesn't really require discipline-specific previous training. It's one that requires a good previous degree, but a genuine interest and enthusiasm in engaging with the relations and interaction of politics and culture. Obviously, people who come from politics and international relations, who come from cultural and media studies, but also people who come from sociology, from anthropology, from fine art.
And one of the main reasons we started the MA is as preparation for PhD study. So the Cultural Politics MA is designed not to be a large MA in terms of numbers, but to be a fairly small and discreet MA, to be taught mainly by professors, with the view that a lot of the students on it will actually become PhD students.
For a further insight, see the journal Cultural Politics, edited by John Armitage and Ryan Bishop, who's also from Winchester School of Art.